This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, there are about 250 of us here at USA Prepares, and we're all innovators. We are medical doctors and surgeons and CEOs and broadcasters and editors and researchers and physicists, programmers, farmers, and now veterinarians. None of us none of us is capable of holding down a job. I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Dr. Doug Lee, to our broadcast classroom. Welcome, Dr. Doug Lee.
Okay, well, I held down a job for 40 years, so not your category, I guess.
Wait a minute. Weren't you an entrepreneur?
In a sense, yeah, I was. I was a self-employed practitioner.
Yeah, see, that's what I meant by not capable.
Sure.
Yeah, not capable of holding down a job means those of us who are entrepreneurs, we look at better ways of seeing things and doing things, and many of us at one point had a boss or two or three or four, and we'd look and say, there's a better way of doing it, but if we did it that way, we'd get in trouble, with the system. So that makes us very difficult to employ, and that's what I was talking about. Dr. Doug Lee, you called in to our broadcast, and you were on with Dr. Norman Shealy. And I found your story fascinating, and I asked you to leave your telephone number, and then you and I chatted, and I thought you'd be just a wonderful, wonderful addition to the faculty, because you, for a long time, decades, have been an active practicer of veterinary medicine. And there's so many things that many of us don't know about with our animals that we're going to talk about today. And class, let me just give you a list of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about cats and dogs and skin problems, ear problems, spaying and neutering, eye problems, age-related problems, orthopedics, diseases, breeds, and dental problems. But let me just start with a story about carelessness. So I was in Springfield, Dr. Lee, months ago. And it was a really warm day. The sun was out, and there was this parking lot. I was buying some four batteries for our heavy equipment here at the farm. And it was around lunchtime, and these two gals were on their lunch break, and they had their little small dog on a leash, and they were walking this dog across a long parking lot. It was a very warm day, and the sun was shining, and the pavement was hot, and you could watch this dog dancing because the dog's paws were so hot. The dog was trying not to get burned, and these two gals were oblivious, absolutely oblivious, that the dog was standing with its paws on this hot surface. So my question to you is, in your practice of so many years, have you seen carelessness like that, and it just tears you up?
Well, yes, I have. But first of all, let me introduce myself, because I'd like to know who I'm talking to or who people I'm listening to on the radio. First of all, I was born and raised in New Jersey, went to high school there, went to college, went to Bucknell University, ended up getting drafted after the draft, right, and I went to work in New York City at a training program. I didn't like that job. I didn't like New York. I decided I'm going to become a veterinarian. So with one and a half kids, are you all trailer at a road map. I'm headed to Manhattan, Kansas. No idea where in the world that was. Never been beyond Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in my life. So after 6 years out there, I became a veterinarian in Tulsa, Oklahoma, then Springfield, Missouri. So basically, Dr. Shealy's right up the road from me about 10 miles, and you're about 50 miles east of us here. So here we are. Now, back to your question. Yes, I've seen a lot of things where people have neglected and not even thought about their pet. The foot problem happens to be one of them. Although I've never seen a dog come in with burnt feet, except we used to have a lime quarry here in town. And when it would rain, that lime slurry, I guess, the dogs would run through there, and it burnt the devil out of their feet. You would never think of it. Mm-hmm. But lime slurry did it. There have been a lot of things. Now, one of the biggest ones you hear in the summertime about neglective animals is putting them in the car, forgetting about them, and that's it. If you have the air conditioning on, that's adequate. But what should happen if the car should stall out and the air conditioning stop? Then you're into a bad situation. Oh, in fact, I read the other day where some policeman someplace broke a window to get a car out of there. But it's a dangerous thing. But the heat in the summertime is very, very bad. Of course, we all know they need water, adequate shelter, shade, whatever. But yeah, it is a fact. People do forget about these things.
Mm-hmm. And when this happens,
there's flip-flops or whatever, and their feet don't feel it, but the dog does.
That's exactly the situation. They had these sandals on, open-toed sandals, and right. They were protecting themselves from the hot pavement. Okay, so as we talk about animals, have you found in your practice that we humans live longer if we have a pet or two?
I think it's a proven fact. There's many prisons permit the prisoners to have pets. In fact, they a lot of them encourage it. And they find that people in prison, for example, that's what we're talking about now, don't get into trouble when they get out. They have some passion that they develop for this animal. They become attached to it, and it seems to roll over into their contact with people. Nursing homes, for example, they encourage having pets. Some of them do. I think it's a great thing if they let them have pets in there, because these people have nothing to do but hold a pet periodically, talk to it, feed it, whatever. But yeah, it's a big, big thing, and it's a big therapeutical situation. And the more and more they get, they do it, the more they find out that it's beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Lee, every day I get down on the floor at least once, but usually it's many times a day. And I have an English Mastiff. He's a pretty big boy. He's approaching 4 years old. And so I get on the floor and I hug him. And or if I get on the floor and he sees me on the floor, he'll come over and literally he will hug me. He'll actually put half of his body on me to hug me. And sometimes he'll lie on his back and put his leg over my back. And he literally hugs me. And I'll say, "Where's my hug?" or "Can I have a hug?" And I talk to him and I explain to him that I really appreciate the fact that he lives with us. And I talk to him as, you know, one-on-one, I get down on his level, and he really responds to that. I mean, he looks at me and he listens. I'm not sure he understands all the words, although his vocabulary is increasing. So do you find that maybe dogs are a little smarter than we might think, and they do have a fairly large lexicon besides sit and stay? And, you know, Is that something that you found?
Definitely. In fact, I read something in the paper the other day where they find that a dog probably has a vocabulary that is beyond what we think in relationship to what people say to them at all. So, yes, they do. They do definitely have some sense of what's going on. Usually we tend to have thought, I believe, that it becomes a pattern. Well, there's some pattern to it, but also they do have some idea as to what is being said. I don't know what it is. I've got a dog, two dogs, actually. One of them is a little dog I just adopted from the care shelter here in Springfield because our other dog we had to put down. But anyway, this dog requires affection. That means she won't leave me alone. Just drives me crazy, but she's a good dog, very nice dog. The other dog we got from the Humane Society about 5 years ago, and this dog is extremely intelligent. I mean, it's unbelievable what this dog can understand that you're talking about. You can tell her anything, and she sort of
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what
yeah,
I'm finding,
they do understand what we're saying. But
what I'm finding with
research, as I say, recently that endorses that and says that, you know, they do understand more than just stop and sit, stay, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. If I sit on a sofa. Thomas Jefferson, that's our English Mastiff, TJ we call him. TJ will sit right next to me, come right over, sit next to me, I mean, leaning on me. And then if I don't touch him, he will literally put his head and part of his chest on me, and he'll lean on me so that I'm literally holding, you know, 25 or 30 pounds of his weight. He really likes that attention. And
I think your dog and my dog must have gone to school together somewhere. This old dog we've had for 5 years, if I don't do anything, she's got her head on my I'm sitting at the computer, and she's got her head on my thigh. And she
That's
just puts it there and puts more pressure until I respond. So, yeah.
They did go to school together.
Same school, whatever that was.
No question. How about skin?
Yeah.
How about skin problems?
Okay.
What can you tell us about dogs and skin problems? Should we stay with dogs first and then go to cats, or do you want to intermix?
Where you are. Let's go to the skin problem, because it's a big problem.
Okay.
The skin problems have become quite a problem all over the country, I think, although in certain pockets that are worse. And we live here in Springfield, and I don't know what your situation is. Probably about the same, because you're in the same geographical area. But we have a lot of pollen activity. Our area around here and some other areas of the country, too, have a lot of moisture. We have humidity. We have lakes. We don't have a bad winter. So, therefore, we have a lot of growth. You can go out and kick up the leaves in the middle of the winter, and you'll see mold and funguses growing underneath there, different colors. But as far as the pollen activity and the skin, it is a big factor. Now, several years ago, I was asked by some company in town here that develops dog foods and people foods for various food companies. And they asked me to come in and talk about dog foods a bit. They asked me what I thought. I'm talking about 20 years back, probably. What I thought was the biggest problem in dogs. And I told them skin problems. Well, as a result, I don't know who they were doing the research for, but probably Purina, because it's up the road here in St. Louis. But they have all come out now with a line of dog foods that are geared to take care of skin problems. Now, in the past, what we do? Well, if we had fleas, you took care of fleas. Ticks didn't cause much of a skin problem. But if we had hormonal problems, could cause skin problems. It would
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Dr. Lee and I will be right back talking about skin problems. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. yet. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Doug Lee's with us. He's a retired veterinarian with lots of experience, decades of experience. We're talking about dog food formulated with attention toward skin problems. Please continue, Dr. Lee.
Okay. The food is just one thing. Now, of course, there's other things that can cause allergies. You hear food allergies, and there's allergies to sprays and everything else, but I think the skin problem is more due to environment. Now, we get out of treating this thing. How do we treat it? Well, you could do testing. It can be done, and you could give injections to desensitize, the same as they do with people. You take your allergy shots. It's expensive. It is effective in most cases. Now, once again, allergy problems are not as easy to treat as it sounds, but it is a pretty effective treatment. Now, another thing that works is cortisone shots. Cortisone shots work great, but they have their undesirable side effects. So they should be used with a lot of discretion, but it is effective. My feeling is if you've got a dog and it's in terrible shape and he's older, and to make him comfortable means a lot more than maybe giving a cortisone shot that you shouldn't give. I've given cortisone shots to dogs that were in horrible shape, knowing that I shouldn't give it. But by God, if it were me, I'd rather be comfortable for the last few years I have rather than sit there and scratch and be miserable. So I treated the dog as I would treat myself if I had that situation. We get into other things. Benadryl. Benadryl is somewhat effective, although I don't think it's that effective. If you're going to give Benadryl, you give people's Benadryl. The rule of thumb is a 40-pound dog syrup, whatever you have to do. 40-pound dog, adult dose of medication. But that's basically the whole thing on allergies. And I think skin allergies are the biggest part of the whole allergy problem. Well, that's my
problem. I'll tell you, I have found that we've had five dogs here at one time, and different breeds, and we found that certain dog foods would cause their hair to fall out in the summer. And if we change their dog food, maybe 45 days later, their hair was regrowing. So we found that it seemed to be an allergy to dog food.
Yeah. Now there's some other stuff on the market. You see what advertised on radio or television? Should I mention the name?
Sure.
Okay, Dynavite. I have used Dynavite. I had a little Jack Russell Terrier, and that's what we had to put down here a few months ago. That dog had very bad skin problems. In the summertime, it was horrible. Wintertime, she looked great, felt great. Summertime, she looked bad and scratched like the devil. So I put her on some Dynavite, and it worked. It worked very well. I will say this. As she got older, she apparently developed a little bit of a tolerance for it, and it did work quite as well. But there are other food additives that work well. But this is something that's coming along in the past, probably 5 years or so. I don't remember going back much further than that. But, Dynavite has worked very well, and I've had other people say that it has worked well.
How about
diatomaceous? I don't think you get it in the pet shops. It just comes out of someplace back east.
How about diatomaceous earth? Either the powder carefully applied to their coat to kill fleas, and mixed in their food. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I've never used diatomaceous earth. What I have used, if we had a flea problem, is 5% 7 garden dust works well. And you can dust them with that, it'll take care of fleas and ticks. Of course, diatomaceous earth, I've never used it myself. I know it is used. Of course, the idea of that, the animal eats it, and it gets into his digestive system, and it's microscopically cuts his intestines to pieces, because that's all it is, just something that's microscopically sharp, and it destroys their intestinal tract. 5% of the garden dust will work. It is a little bit messy to use. It's not bad on outdoor dogs. But there's some pretty good garden flea sprays around nowadays. Once again, I'm going to mention one that I have very good results with. That's Precor. And Precor has worked really well for me. But I don't have a single flea on the animals right now. We had a cat, she's gone.
Have you tried,
she left while the flea problems left.
Have you tried cedar oil? Norm Shealy has some animals, and he's tried Cedarside, Cedarcide, Cedarside.com. And we spray it's a cedar oil, a very light spray. Avoid the eyes and, the dog breathing it. Don't use it on cats. And it kills them instantly. It really works well for us. Okay, we'll be right back. We're talking with Dr. Lee, veterinarian.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God, you're.
When you go, see you
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Lee. Dr. Lee is a veterinarian, retired, 40 years experience in the Springfield, Missouri area, just down the road from us. And we're talking about dogs and cats. Dr. Lee, how about ear problems?
Ear problems. Well, there's can be hard to treat, and they can be fairly easy to treat. Let's start off with the easy one. Ear mites. Ear mites are something that transmitted from one dog or cat to the other. Just contact. They get there, and you can't even see them, but the signal that they have ear mites is that they are scratching the ears, and they have a very, very black discharge there. And when you touch the ear or rub the ear, the base of the ear, they'll start to scratch. And the dog's and the cat's ear, it looks something that is built somehow, but it's designed for to pick up acoustical sounds. In the wild animals, where the dog and the cat came from, the wolf and so forth, they all had what's called prick ears, where they stood up straight. That was to pick up the sound, and the ear is so designed that it would amplify the sound. So that ear is up there, it picks up the sound, but as the sound comes in, the ear goes down, and then it sort of scoops forward, and then it goes into the ear canal. You should look at the ear when you go to clean it, and I'm not going to recommend cleaning it, although someone may say don't clean it, but as long as you don't get in there with a Q-tip and hurt things, you'll be okay. Rubbing alcohol and cotton. If you can get your finger down there and just scoop from the front to the back, the reason you have to scoop from the front to the back is you'll notice as you clean that ear, you're going to be able to see there's a little shoot like going from down the back of the ear toward the front. That's where the sound is transmitted when it's picked up by the ear. But if you scoop from the front to the back, you won't do anything. If you go from back to the front, you're going to push it down into the canal. So you clean that out. And if you want to get in there with a Q-tip, you can go straight down, but don't go in. And you can clean it out. Now, a dog and a cat's ear is designed so that it goes down into the head. So if that ear canal is the canal we're talking about now, not a scoop, but the canal is L-shaped, goes down the side of the head into the ear. So if you feel the ear, you're going to feel a firm area, and then you're going to feel a soft area right below that firm area. That firm area is the canal. So we have to have that canal, and that's what you have to clean out as much as you can without getting into it. Now, if you have to really get it cleaned out and you can't get it, put some alcohol in there, massage it around, it'll cut the wax in there, and then just clean it on out. But remember, don't clean from the back to the front. Scoop from the front to the back up the canal and clean it out. Now, we got ear mites. Well, you can get professional ear mite medication. Quite frankly, Campbell Fatigues worked pretty well. Actually, mineral oil will work pretty well, too, because you suffocate the mite. The Campbell Fatigue, I would say, would be better than the mineral oil. But you do have the oil to suffocate if you don't want to get into Campbell Fatigue. But that's ear mites. Now, you get into ear problems. Cocker Spaniels are notorious for ear problems, as are other breeds, because they're lop-eared. Their ears do not breathe. So you have that problem where there's no moisture getting in. As Cocker Spaniels, if you take the ear's bad enough, you suture it up over his head so that he gets to breathe, and sometimes you get things cleared out with that. Antibiotics are very effective. There's several good ones out there for the ears, primarily through your veterinarian. You may have to go to the veterinary for ear treatment because there's a lot you can't get stuff over the counter, quite frankly. But you have that. Now, if the cocker's ears, that's the only one I've ever done this on, they just can't get them healed up no matter what you do. They just don't heal. So therefore, you have to go ahead and have an operation where you go down the side of the ear and take that area you cut, loosen up there, and flip it back. And you make basically what's called a batter board, or it makes a direct shot into the eardrum so that it can drain and it can get dry, stay dry. But there are also ear problems that can be give you difficulty even with that surgery. The poor cocker is probably the worst one. But, yeah, there are the lop-eared dogs have a problem just because of the way they're built. We get into, that's primarily itch, of course, the ear, if you get an ear that's itching and has a scaliness along the edge, and you got a dog that's scratching, there's a thing you can do to check for sarcoptic mange. It's a very unprofessional test, but boy, it works. You take the edge of that ear and just scratch it. And if that dog can do the left ear, if he starts scratching with that left hind leg and it's crusty along the edge of the ear, you got sarcoptic mange. Do the right ear, same thing. If he starts scratching with that, you'll get a reflex with that. But I'd say ear mites and ear infections are the main thing. Now you get growths in there, too. You can get growths in the ear canal, which requires surgery. And that can be quite complicated, too, particularly if they let go long enough. You can hardly get in there and remove them. But that's what I would say your major ear problems are.
Have you experienced using olive oil, like extra virgin olive oil, instead of mineral oil?
Yeah, that would work.
Cleaning the ears.
Sure, that would work. Yeah, right. Olive oil would be good. Any kind of an oil would work. Now, you're talking about treating the mites. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. Ear mites.
Any
yes.
kind of an oil will suffocate the mites, but Kefalofenic still works better, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So if we have,
we have
a dog,
if you got a magnifying glass, take a Q-tip. And this is always very interesting to do in the clinic, in the office. You take a take a Q-tip, put it down to the ear, get a swab, and then I'd put it on a microscope and let people look at this ear mite. If you want to see people get upset and say, oh, my God, that's what's in his ear. I mean, their hair, their head basically stands up.
Sure.
You can do that with a magnifying glass. You'll see these little white things. In fact, even without it, if you look close enough, you'll see little white things crawling around, moving around. Magnifying glass, you can see some of their anatomy. But ear mites are pretty common, particularly when there's a congregation of animals. The Humane Society treats them, I do believe, routinely just to make sure they don't have anything. But that's what the big problem is with itching.
How about eye problems? We've got a mixed breed dog here, and he's got to be 13 years old or so, and he's slowing down, and I believe his vision is becoming impaired way more than it was. Is that common?
Yeah, very much so. As dogs get older, they get cataracts, just like people get. Mm-hmm. If you look at the eye, what a cataract is a lens of the eye. It gets thickened, and that's why everything's cloudy. I've had cataract operations on both eyes. You know, I could see it developing. I'd go to work, I'd look at the sides of the road, and I couldn't even see them after a while. But anyway, the dog's eyes, you look at the eye, and you could possibly see a little bit of a graying going on. That's a cataract. As it gets older, well, if the cataract gets older, the first dog gets older, they would get more and more dense, more and more gray, and eventually you get to the point where it's just white. You look at his eye, you just see white. You don't see anything. He's not seeing anything at all then. So he's just going by where the furniture is and the only thing that he can remember, and that's about it. Now, dog's eye is just like our eye. It's no difference. They have a retina, they got an iris, they got a lens, they have a retina, everything else, just like we have. And the cornea gets damaged, that takes certain surgeries to go ahead and correct that. That's no big problem if it's not too bad, but the cornea gets damaged. Now, one thing I do want to mention, dog's eyes is the same no matter what his hair length is. An eye is an eye. And I've had people come in and say, well, we can't cut the hair out of his eyes because he's an old English sheepdog and he's going to have that or he'll go blind if we cut it. That's not true. And I just remember, an eye is an eye, whatever the breed of dog. And a dog's eye is very similar to our eye, as is a cat. What do they see? I don't know what they see. Do they see color? I don't know. You know, have people tell you, well, they check the rods and the lenses pathologically with a section and see what they have. Compare that to a human. Well, they have more cones, more rods, whatever. I don't know. But the dog can't tell me what he sees, and I don't know what he sees. I don't know if it's gray or if it's white or if he sees colors same as we do. But he does have an eye that is very, very effective. Back to the hearing of the dog. A dog's hearing is much more accurate than our acute. But the eye is basically the same as ours. I don't think it probably functions as efficiently as ours, just from seeing the way my dogs react to when they look at something. But it is still pretty good.
But how about
of course, they'll get eye infections, and that's another thing they'll get. They have a third eyelid, which we have a little bit of, but ours isn't functional. The third eyelid comes up over the eye, and it'll look like something's a film growing over the eye. It's an indication that things aren't right there. Usually there's an infection or something's wrong. There's a little gland underneath that third eyelid that will sometimes get swollen and protrude. It'll see a little, looks like a half of a pea popping up over that nictitating membrane of that third eyelid. Chickens have this also. If you ever look at a chicken and horses, chickens, when they blink, that third eyelid goes shooting across there. But the third eyelid is a protective device. And I've heard ophthalmologists say if we had one, we'd be better off, but we don't have it. We lost it someplace along the line. But the third eyelid is a protective device. It does sometimes get inflamed and swell, and people say, oh, my gosh, he's got a growth over his eye, or he's got a growth coming out of his eye. Get it checked. eyelash that will grow into the eye, over the eye, and irritate it. Those things have to be taken care of. But
how about
part of the surgery?
How about the use of castor oil, USP, a drop at night in each eye if a dog has cataracts? Have you tried that?
No.
Okay. Doc, the reason I'm mentioning that is Dr. Norman Shealy has mentioned on this broadcast.
I know he recommends that. And I have never used it. Actually, dogs usually function fairly well with cataracts until they get to the point that they're white. I don't know whether it would work or not. I know he recommends that for cataracts. I think I had my cataract surgery before I heard him mentioning those things, so I can't tell you if it worked.
Okay.
I would say it's worth a try.
Okay.
It's worth a try with preventing surgery. Why give it a shot?
Yeah. Dr. Lee and I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. And how about if we talk about orthopedics and our dogs? We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Lee's with us, Doug Lee. And we're talking about cats and dogs. And Dr. Lee, what about orthopedics?
Hey.
Dr. Lee?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Okay. Orthopedics?
Yeah, you got something on your head there.
Okay. Can you tell us about problems that we have with our animals, specifically dogs?
Well, let's start with Larry Werfoot. Of course, mode capture. They do get mode capture. And unfortunately, it isn't a very common thing, but you get into that way, then you're looking usually at amputation of a limb. It's difficult to treat as it is in people. Of course, in people, they've got all kinds of heavy equipment, not heavy equipment, but equipment to go ahead and treat these things with radiation and gosh knows what else. We don't have that. The veterinary hospital in Missouri up at Columbia, they get the hand-me-downs from the human hospital. So, yeah, they have all the things to do that. So they could treat bone cancer, but amputation is usually what you're looking at. So the most vulnerable joint of the limb, and we're really looking at the hind limb. The front limb has very few things that really could go wrong with it. You may get a dislocation or something like that, but the hind limb is the one that's more vulnerable. It's the knee is the most vulnerable part of the hind limb. They do get ACLs. You hear about ACLs in football players? Dogs get ACLs.
Oh, sure.
And it does require surgery. However, I have known some people who didn't want to go to surgery or couldn't afford it or whatever because it's not a cheap procedure. But they would elected not to do it. And I think Don got along fairly well. Whether or not he learned to shift his weight, I don't know. But the dog got along. The dogs got along fairly well. But the surgical procedure is a possibility. The other thing is luxating knees or dislocating knees. You see this on little chihuahuas. They walk along and their knees are all collapsed in. And that's usually a trick knee. The kneecap usually slips toward the inside, pulls the alignment of the muscles down so that they don't stay in the groove, patellar groove, which is on the knee. The knee has a groove in where the kneecap is, and that kneecap rides in that groove, and of course it attaches to the muscles that go up the leg. When it pops out of the groove, whether inside or outside, the muscles will go with it because they're all attached. Goes inside, when the knee collapses inside, the muscles break, pull toward the inside. inside, the kneecap's going toward the inside. When the legs go out, the kneecap's going toward the outside. And you can feel it. You can just feel that thing popping around, no problem at all. So, but it usually is genetic. You'll find it in chihuahuas, particularly with the trick knees. They do get degeneration of the knees, but, you know, I guess you could put artificial knees in. But once again, you got an animal that doesn't live. Maybe 17 is about to have 17 to, oh, down into about 8 to 10 maybe for the bigger breeds. You know, the practicality of a kneecap replacement, a knee replacement, is not there. Hips, the same thing. There is, I can put artificial hips in. But once again, the practicality and the cost of it is something else. The hip is, the bigger breeds causes a problem. They get what's called hip dysplasia. And that's where the ball of the hip does not stay in the socket. And you find this, German shepherds were notorious for it. And during the wars, they usually trained German shepherds. We used to x-ray them, and they'd send them, if they passed the x-ray and the exam, they went down to San Antonio for training to become guard dogs or whatever they did for the military. But we were checking for hip dysplasia, because if they got hip dysplasia, they are not a functional dog and cannot perform for the military. But it is something. You're supposed to be able to determine whether or not they have it at a very young age by palpating or feeling the wound around that joint. But I don't think it's proven that effective. I think x-ray is by far the best way. And really, you don't want to get into the x-ray until they're up around 6 months of age. And then you can tell if they have hip dysplasia. But we're going someplace, aren't we?
You know, we went through 1 hour so quickly, Dr. Lee. I want to thank you for being with us. And you know, I'm looking forward to having you back again and again if you decide to do that. And I'd love to talk about breeds and high-maintenance breeds and which breeds cause their owners the most problems and which are the best for most of us. And so if you'd like to think about that, I'd love to do it.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Lee, for spending an hour of your time with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.